And this is kind of when it clicked for me, the power and impact that this tool can have on your content creation output. You can select all of these different content types right away from this one upload, and it's going to generate them for you. I already generated a newsletter from that upload, but I'm going to go ahead and generate all of these content types. It's going to be less than 50, so it should fit within our little quota here, and then I'll have a bunch of decent content to hopefully repurpose based off of our recent Daily Digest episode. So we're going to generate a few of these, and then we'll check them out, and you can see the results for yourself. Stand by. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight and a little crunched for time, so apologies in advance for that. So I'm going to do my best to quickly cover another amazing AI content generation tool, and in this case, I would classify it as more of an AI content repurposing tool. And after doing a quick glance at their LinkedIn page, it looks like they were founded in 2023. Their CEO is named Jack Bogdan. He has an open letter here on their website, which is linked in the show notes. And I think that probably describes best what Astral has set out to do, so definitely check it out. He essentially talks about how brands are built on trust and building trust with their customers and their users. And you do that through a consistent and well-refined, well-outlined brand. And that's kind of the point of Astral, to be an AI content engine that's tapped deeply into your brand. And it does this by tapping into your existing library of content. And that's a very core part of the Astral tool, as you'll see when we take a look at it here shortly. Jack Bogdan, the CEO, also mentions three of the core features in this open letter on the website. Templates, which are going to let you take your content, your existing content, whatever format it's in, and adapt it to any other channel while maintaining that brand consistency. And these templates include things like blog posts, Instagram carousels, LinkedIn posts, and then you can have some really cool lead generating content like worksheets and checklists and ebooks. Or if you're in an educational space, lesson plans. There's just a ton of high value content formats that you can repurpose your existing content into. And I'm super excited to try doing that with some of the AI Marketing Navigator content if we can. Anyway, next he describes Remix, which he says, quote unquote, effortlessly repurposes your existing content, powering audience growth, new revenue opportunities, and cross-platform publishing. Lastly, custom AI workflows. So all of this, again, rooted in your content library, anchored in your content library, to use some of his language. Again, check out the link in the show note to read the whole thing. And then I think also on the homepage, there are 15 or 16 other differentiating features that they kind of call out here about the tool. Things like the ability to invite your whole team, do creations in bulk, safeguard against hallucination. You can sync with your podcasts. It does translation into 12 plus languages. So just a lot of additional features here within the tool as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a quick look at the pricing before we hop into the tool and do a little remix, as they call it. We'll test out their remix feature with one of our podcast transcripts for you guys. And I've already tested it out once and again briefly and created a newsletter based off of one of our recent podcast episodes. And I do really like actually how it turned out. I see a lot of potential for remixing podcasts specifically into different types of content. So I'm super excited to try that out. Now, the good news is you are going to be able to try it out for free. You have some certain quotas on remixes, the amount of uses you get in what's called their playground, which is kind of like a note-taking, inspiration-generating chat interface. Basically, you'll also have a limit to the minutes that you're allowed to transcribe, and you'll see that in a second here, but it's still free access, so you should definitely get in and try it out. And if it works for you, the pricing is as follows. You can either bill monthly or annually, of course, and the starter package, a little bit steeper than some of the other tools that we typically cover on the show. If you go monthly, is $250 per month, so a bit more premium than we've seen in the past. Again, at that starter level, you're going to get unlimited templates, content import and transcription, so unlimited all of those things, and remixes as well, but you're not going to get access to the advanced workflow, the advanced AI workflows, which I would imagine are a pretty big upgrade to the tool. You have to go up to the business tier to get that, and you'll have unlimited seats there as well, and the business is going to be $1,400 per month. So like I said, definitely a little bit more geared towards enterprises or perhaps users who are a little bit more confident in their existing content library to be able to generate a little revenue off of it, perhaps. But again, I do see a whole lot of potential here in this tool just from my little experience with it today. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if you do as well. And hopefully you do. But let's go ahead and do a quick little tour slash demo of Astral here. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. For anybody watching along, you should be seeing the Astral little platform or dashboard here shortly. And on the right, on the left-hand side, we have our remix library where you're kind of going to house your existing remixes. I'll show you the little newsletter that we created from a recent Daily Digest episode. Again, I really do like how it turned out. It broke everything down really nicely, and it formatted it for us pretty well. You're seeing it on the right-hand side of the screen if you're watching along, and it gives you the ability to download it. So very quickly cranked out a newsletter for me. Let's try to remix it into something else, though. And then again, just to give a quick little tour of the tool, you have your source library here. Down here on the left-hand side, we have our quotas for the remixes we're allowed to do on our free trial here. You do get 50, so that's not so bad. But transcriptions, we've already hit 24 minutes out of 60, so we're getting up there on the transcriptions. And then you get playground uses as well. So let's go ahead and go back to the create option. And when you're in this create option, you default to the remixes. You can see that at the top of the screen here. But we can also check out the templates that they have. We see ebook and flashcards and newsletter, practice quiz, FAQs, course landing page, journaling worksheet, Google ad copy. So just a ton of different templates here as well. And then we have the playground option also. I'll just read to you the little playground pro tip that they have. It says the best way to create in the playground is to provide detailed descriptions of what you're looking for and in what format. Save your favorite results to remixes or create templates to reuse a format. So again, kind of just a blank sketch pad to work on generating some content to then use in your remixes or templates. Okay, so let's hop over back to the remix here. You have a few different options, again, to supply Astral with your content. You can access your existing library. You can provide it a link, whether it's a web page or an audio link. You can paste text directly, or you can upload PDFs or audio files. And that's what I did with our first little test. I'm gonna do that again here. I chose not to add it to the library, but you can just check that little box here to add any files that you upload into your library to add it to your existing repository. So I'm gonna grab this same the same file from the same episode, and we're gonna try and convert it into a different format. So just bear with me here one moment. Okay, and we have uploaded our file and we're creating our new remix in here. And this is kind of when it clicked for me, the power and impact that this tool can have on your content creation output. You can select all of these different content types right away from this one upload, and it's going to generate them for you. I already generated a newsletter from that upload, but I'm going to go ahead and generate all of these content types. It's going to be less than 50, so it should fit within our little quota here, and then I'll have a bunch of decent content to hopefully repurpose based off of our recent Daily Digest episode. So we're going to generate a few of these, and then we'll check them out, and you can see the results for yourself. Stand by. Okay, and here we have all of our results. I don't think it was the ideal transcript to maybe upload, but I wanted to demo this as quickly as I possibly could tonight. I still have some remixes left, so I think I'll maybe dig around and find an episode that translates a little more well into some potential ad copy or something like that. You can see it actually pulled some information about CapCut, which I believe was mentioned in that episode to some degree, or I may have uploaded a different transcript. But we have all these different awesome content types. You can see here we have like a checklist. So you're seeing this checklist here on the right. I think it's really cool. It'd be a great idea, I think, to add some checklist features as actionable items maybe to the end of the episodes or to each episode. So just stuff like that. And we have a bunch of different types here. We have an ebook, a mini guide, FAQs. We have a blog post that we have repurposed our content into here. And the fact that we could do it with one click and select all those different content types. And I did cut through the generation for you guys, but it really only took a matter of a couple minutes. And I do think there is some pretty high quality output in the results here. I will also share the link to this YouTube video that they have embedded in the dashboard, Get Started with Astral. But like I said, it is free to test out, and we just very quickly created a lot of content based off of one existing piece, and I, for one, am super impressed. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.